Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now, your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
And welcome back to the 8 o'clock hour of the Paul Parent Garden Club. The phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. On the line with us today, I have Art Crockett. Art Crockett from Boneyed. He's going to be helping us out, giving us a little bit more information about the products that we should be using at this time of year, and a little bit of background, where to get some of these things and what else we can do. So welcome to the show, Art.
Good morning, Patrick. How are you today?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Real fine, thank you.
Excellent. It's good to hear from you. And, you know, just give us a little bit of a background about Boneyed and a little bit of information about there so we can understand where we're what we're talking about a little bit.
Okay. Thanks for asking and thanks for having me on, Patrick. Boneyed is a family-owned company that's been around since 1926. We've had solutions to the home gardener on the market for many years now, and we sell all our products through independent garden centers, hardware stores, and farm feed stores. So the type of place you want to go and get some good advice on how to use these type of products. We're real big on training the staff at the stores where we sell our products. We have this thing we call Boneyed University every year, and I know you've been. And we come into the stores and help all the staff learn about the products, so we make sure everyone gets good advice out there to use proper products to take care of all their problems. Along with that, we have a wonderful website that I would invite your audience to check out. It's www.boneyed.com. It has information about all our products, but also information about solutions to all their questions. Along the same line, we have a free app. We have the Boneyed app that's free. If they have a smartphone, they can download that. It has pictures of insects, diseases, and weeds, and so on. And then it shows information about the life cycle of the insect and things that you need to know about how to identify them, the target plants that they normally get on, the damage they do. And then it takes you to a solution. And we have a similar thing in the stores now that we call it. It's a touchscreen, and it has loads of information to help people identify their insect and disease problems, weed problems, and get to a solution, because really that's what it's all about, is finding an answer for the problems. So I'd invite all your listeners to check out our website, check out our free app, and go into the nice independent garden centers, hardware stores, and farm feed stores that are good to us and carry our products.
And we have one here at the nursery, the touch screen, and we have the apps on our phone, and it is something that really helps out. just to give you a little bit more information, you can kind of see a picture of what's going on with the different insects, and you might be able to tell us, you know, no, it doesn't look like that one. It looks more like this one, and then we can get you the best solution. I love having that that touch screen here. It really helps out, and you know, I do remember we did have you in at our nursery here, Art, to give us a little bit more information. It was great to just go through all the products and see what it is to have a really more knowledgeable staff.
You know, it's kind of fun, Patrick, when people bring in the questions about insects or diseases and try to describe what the problem is on the plant, and it's often 20 questions. And of course, what I like to always suggest is if they could bring in a sample of course, in a plastic bag. We don't want to be bringing insects into the nursery, but a sample in a plastic bag is always the best way, and then the staff can more easily identify the problem and you know, the solution to the problem.
Definitely. That is something that does help out, and it makes it easier for us. Now, let's talk a little bit about the products you have. Tell me a little bit about Mouse Magic and what it does and what, you know, what we should use it for.
Okay. Well, Mouse Magic is a mouse repellent. It's kind of unique to the market. You know, you think of all the other products out there, the baits and the traps and you know, some things about those products that you might not like. Mouse Magic repels mice, you know, so when you use a bait, you're not sure where that mouse might die. You know, I've had some of our customers that told me they didn't want to use baits because they were concerned that their cat might eat the bait, or I'm sorry, the mouse might eat the bait, and then the cat might eat the mouse, and might not be so healthy for the cat. So the mouse repellent just makes a lot of sense. What it is it's a peppermint and spearmint oil, all natural product. It has a strong odor to it. I say odor, but it smells good actually to me, peppermint and spearmint. But to the mice, it actually irritates their nasal passages. So the place where we use it is in garden sheds or the typical location, enclosed areas like attics and basements and even under the sink in the kitchen. You could, if you store a car for the winter, that's a great answer to keeping the mice away. Storing boats, you know, people shrink wrap their boat for the winter and, you know, can't get in there to put baits and so on, at that time. So once it's closed up, you know, it's vulnerable to the mice. Campers, people with campers tell me they love the product because it just works so much better than putting the baits in. You know, you think about it, you put a bait in, it invites the mice in. And, so the Mouse Magic works best in an enclosed area like a camper that's closed up for the winter. Or if you have a cottage on the lake and, you know, you're heading out for the winter and want to leave it behind, unfortunately, but you should want to put some of the Mouse Magic in there to keep the mice away, while you're away. So, when you come back, you don't have a big surprise. So Mouse Magic, again, it's an all-natural product, and it works great, especially in enclosed areas. If you want to put it in your garage and you leave the door open half the time through the winter, it won't work quite as well there. So, you know, bear that in mind. And one Mouse Magic will, there's four in a package, one will work in a 10x10 room for at least 30 days, depending on how enclosed it is and how much air movement there is. So, Mouse Magic, great product for this time of year to keep those mice away from all your lawnmower and in your garden shed, et cetera.
Yeah, it's definitely a great product. I know many people who use it and swear by it at this time of year. You know, the one thing they do say is it's got that pepperminty spearmint smell to it, so it's really deep. But, you know, it's one of those things where I'd rather be smelling that than smelling some of the deer repellents. You know, some of the deer repellents have a little bit of mix to it. You know, And I know the deer repellents is something that we're working into. So, you know, let's go from the Mouse Magic where we're keeping the mice away to try and keep the deer away. What products do you have that will work for the winter this year?
Well, that's a great question. And right now is the time to start thinking about it. Matter of fact, I had a deer in my yard chewing on my PGAM rhododendrons the other night when I came home. And so I guess I'm a couple days late getting out with my deer repellent, and it's time to do it. And the reason why it's time is that deer, you know that when the snow falls, it's going to be harder for them to find food. And between now and then, they start making their habits of where they go like to eat. And, you know, they love plants, certain landscape plants, like my rhododendrons and my hosta, et cetera, their arborvitaes, and, you know the list of all the ones that they love so much. So now is the time they start beginning their habits. And so, you know, even though a lot of times the damage isn't as bad until we get the snow and they're really having a tough time finding food. So now is the time to apply our Repels All or our Go Away Deer and Rabbit product to keep the deer away, before they make their habit. So our Repels All is, a mixture of several products, including rotten eggs and we have about 8 or 10 different things in there, and that's, of course, why it repels so many different problems. You know, of course, deer is what our main issue is now, but it will do squirrels and skunks and a long list of things, chipmunks, et cetera. But to apply the repels all now is to keep the deer from making their habits. Now, our go-away deer and rabbit product, it's a liquid, too, that you mix up and spray. And we have it in a granular form, too. But I think now of using the liquid, last week I was I noticed at an apple orchard some apples, trees that were just absolutely still full of apples that hadn't been picked yet. And I was kind of surprised that, you know, how deer love those apples. So the go-away deer and rabbit repellent is made specifically for vegetables and apples, so and fruit. So it's okay to spray that one on your edibles, okay? I would probably use the regular repels all on all the other plants that in your yard besides the vegetables, okay? It lasts a good long time. It's good for a couple of months after you apply it. So now's a good time to get started on that program to keep the deer from making their habit of where they like to eat.
Definitely. It's the one thing I love about the go-away deer and rabbit product is right on it. It's got fruit and veggies right on it, so you know that it's safe to use there. All right, I want you to hang on for me. I got a break coming up here, and I got a couple more questions for you about these products that I think really will help the listeners out there. So just hang tight for me. The phone number here is 855-660-4261.
Now that you planted your garden and you're ready to enjoy the rewards of your labor, do not let the deer destroy your hard work. Pick up a container of Deer Scram. These granules are guaranteed to work. That's right, guaranteed to keep the deer away from your garden. Even safe to use in a vegetable garden, and contains no synthetic additives. It's not toxic, it's biodegradable, and will not harm animals and the environment. That's Deer Scram.
Have you ever made compost in a backyard? It's fun, but a lot of work and well worth it. You can't use kitchen waste or the animals will dig up your compost pile and make a mess. If you put a lot of weeds in your compost pile, does it get hot enough to kill the weed seeds? It must be 160 degrees to do that. Are you spreading your new compost with weed seeds in it? This spring, join 250,000 gardeners and make compost in the Compost Tumbler. The Compost Tumbler will change kitchen and yard waste into rich, weed-free compost in just 2 weeks. Not a year like the compost pile. The Compost Tumbler will hold 6 30-gallon trash bags of yard and kitchen waste, and in just 2 weeks, make 2 wheelbarrows of rich compost, about $50 worth of bag compost. Bring the soil back to life. Grow healthier plants with less disease problems. Go to www.paulparent.com. Click on Sponsors, then Compost Tumbler for information and special discount price code. The Compost Tumbler at paulparent.com. Did your evergreens have brown leaves last spring? Did your roses and hydrangeas have a lot of dead branches and not many flowers? If so, you need to spray them with Wiltproof anti-desiccant this fall to keep the moisture in the plant and the plants healthy. Newly planted evergreens like azaleas, rhododendrons, and hollies especially need a little extra protection the first year. Keep the leaves green and the buds protected so when spring arrives, your garden will be beautiful. Use Wiltproof, the number one selling plant protectant this fall.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Here it comes, another cold and flu season. Get ready for it and save now during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't be without powerful natural flu fighters like elderberry power capsules. They support the immune system and they have antiviral properties. Another powerful antiviral is olive leaf capsules, highly recommended by Herbal Healer Academy. Also on sale is Physician Strength Oregacillin, a savior for the lungs. It fights bacteria, virus, and fungus. Our famous four herb capsules are a gentle liver cleanser and can be taken daily. Also featured this winter are the homeopathic detoxes, liver, kidney, lung, lymph, whole body, and brain detox on sale. And remember, as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Iodine protection packs from HempUSA.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Micro plant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with micro plant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Gardening Club. The phone number here is 855-660-4261. We're joined still with Art from Bonide. Before I get into the questions, Art, I was getting a message from my wife that she loves using the mint-style oil in the house for any type of rodent. So she's listening, and she's using what you guys are talking about, so it's perfect. Let's move on a little bit. We were talking about deer repellents. Now, what about deer ticks? What should we be doing at this time of year with those?
Well, actually, right now is the right time to do something about those deer ticks. I understand we don't have a lot of time, so real briefly, you know, deer ticks and Lyme disease are very close for me. My wife has Lyme disease, and I'm scared to death that my daughter will get it. And so what I do every year, and twice a year, actually, I already did it once this year. We've talked about it earlier. I talked about it with your dad. We have a product called 8 that I went and sprayed the perimeter of my property all through the, into the brush, around the outside edge of my lawn and really into the woods. And on some of the lawn as well, 8 it can be used on the lawn. But go out there, if you go twice a year, and coming up here in the next few weeks is a great time to do it. You can significantly reduce the deer tick population. I don't know, most of you folks that have pets, you know that the ticks can be very active still in the cold weather. So right now is the time here. In the next couple of weeks, as soon as the leaves fall, is the most efficient time. Take our 8 in the hose end sprayer or in the, use our dial-in, our spray hose end sprayer and spray into the woods a good 10 or 15 feet. Walk the whole perimeter of your property. Hit all the rock walls because that's where the mice are and the deer tick are there too. And if you can do that, you'll significantly reduce the deer tick population. I did mine in the spring and I hardly saw any ticks this summer. And I'm getting ready to do it again to make sure I don't see more. Okay.
And this was
now's the time. 8 is the product.
This was a really bad year for ticks too. And to not see a lot in your yard, that product really does work. That's a great product to be using. And, There's still time to be doing it. It's a perfect time to be doing it. Now, we're taking care of the outside of the yard. We're making sure everything's staying away. But there is something we want to keep in the yard. And, we want to actually keep that moisture in the plants. And that's something that we really want to do. So what should I be using to keep the moisture in my evergreens and some other plants?
Well, that's right. Again, another timely question. We have a product called Wilt Stop, which is a pine resin is what it's made from. So it's an all-natural product. And what it does is it holds moisture into plants. So, you know, now we start thinking about, I think mostly about the broadleaf evergreens, that sometimes they dry out in the wintertime and get a little sun scald or a little windburn, I guess. And you know, they need some protection. I know your dad always, I've heard him recommend our Wilt Stop plenty of times for rose bushes and for hydrangeas as well. You know, it's really anything that might dry out in the winter, and, you know, now is the time to use it any time now, really, before we get down to real cold weather, so it needs to be applied before it gets to 35 degrees. And again, it's called Wilt Stop, and it's a pine resin material. It leaves a film, you know, an invisible film, really, on the plant, and it's still flexible and everything. It's just, you know, it just holds the moisture in to those particularly the broadleaf evergreens and on other evergreens as well. But rose bushes and hydrangeas would benefit from it too.
Yeah, the one thing I really like about the Wilt Stop compared to others is that it actually has a ready-to-spray nozzle, so you can actually attach it to the hose. So you can get other areas instead of just using a trigger sprayer. It's something that I really do like about the Wilt Stop. It's doing the same thing as others. But it's just easier to use. That is something I do like about that. Art, what is the website real quick so we can have people take a look?
Yeah, it's www.bonide.com is the website. And then, of course, we have our free app. So if you just search Bonide, you can download that for free.
Excellent. It's a great app to have. It's a little bit different than any other app out there. You know, a lot of people have apps for games. Well, this is really informative. This is something that you can use all over the yard. It's not just the insects. They do have lawn, and they do have all different items on there. Art, we thank you for joining us. We do appreciate your time. And, again, thank you for being on the show today.
Thanks for having me, Patrick. Say hello to your dad for me.
I will. And the phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. On the other side of the break, we'll get into some calls and answer some of your gardening questions. Again, 855-660-4261.
Go outside and take a look at the siding on your house, the fence, the paved walkways, decks, driveways, and even the patio furniture and canvas awnings. Do you see green stains? Well, it's either moss, mold, or mildew, and it's slowly destroying your home and garden. Eliminate it now, easily with Wet and Forget. Wet and Forget is an outdoor cleaner that requires no pressure washer, bleach, or scrubbing. Just wet and forget the problem area, and Mother Nature does the rest naturally. That's Wet and Forget.
The fall season is my favorite. With all the colorful trees and shrubs, keep them healthy with a good feeding of plant tone fertilizer right now. All your plants with leaves will have an easier time getting through the winter if fed now. Healthy plants survive the winter better, and when spring arrives, they will also bloom better for you. For evergreens, use Holly Tone. For bulbs this fall, use Bulb Tone from Espoma.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione. But due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Radio advertising on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is simple, affordable, and reaches millions. How do we do it? Let's break it down. First, the simple part. You tell us about your business. Then our expert radio copywriters write your copy. We hire professional voice talent.
Hello there. I'm a professional announcer.
And then produce your ad with just the right music and feel. Voila! Simple. How affordable? 60-second ads on GCN are the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And that brings us to reach. Millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 700 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. That's it. A one-stop shop. Creative radio ads. Very affordable rates. Millions of potential customers and customer service that can't be beat. See our current list of satisfied advertisers at GCNLive.com. Then shoot us an email. advertise@GCNLive.com.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. The phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Tom, we got some buddy on the line we can answer some questions for.
We sure do.
Who's up next?
Next up, we've got Michael from Mass with a question about Rosa Sharon.
Michael, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
Yes, I have a Rosa Sharon tree that my mother planted years ago. And the thing is, the plant's getting out of hand, and I'd like to have some tips on how to prune it back.
Okay. Now, with the Rosa Sharon tree, you can cut it back by a third. Is this this more of a tree, or is this the bush?
It's a tree. It's about 25. It's about 25, 30 feet tall.
Really?
Yeah, it's huge. I want to lob the top of it off, and it's got multiple branches on both sides. It's split, like it's got multiple branches on one side, multiple branches on the other. And the reason why I want to cut it back because of I might lose it over the wintertime because of the branches being so long, the snow getting on it and mm-hmm. weighing it down. And every time I cut the lawn, I have to duck underneath the side branches that come out.
Yep. Well, you know, what they do say is the perfect time to be pruning anything that flowers is right after it flowers. I'm not saying that you can't do it now. I'm just letting you know in the future, if you want to do any cutback, they do say Now, the rule of thumb is to cut it back after it flowers. But at this time of year, you can cut it back without an issue. I would go through there.
I hear the best time to cut it is when it drops its foliage and all the energy is going back down to the ground.
That is another time to be doing that. So it should be, some of it should be starting to drop and the energy starting to go down to the root system. So it would be a perfect time as well. What I would do is basically use it as like a rule of a third and cut it back by a third. Okay. And I wouldn't only cut the areas that are affecting you and you're afraid, you know, you could hit those when you're mowing the lawn. What I would look for in the plant is anything that's crossed, the branches are crossing over each other or rubbing on each other.
Yeah.
Because what happens there is those can actually affect each other. The two branches can rub onto each other and actually affect both branches.
Yes.
And so by eradicating one of those so that the other branches will be stronger and healthier, you're actually going to have a stronger and healthier plant in general.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, because what it's also going to do is it's going to allow air to go into the plant and to circulate through there as well, so that you know the plant on the inside can breathe, so that it can focus on everything else. So I don't want you to just focus on the outside of the plant. I want you to look inside the plant and see if there are any that are really rubbing against each other, and get rid of those. The cross branches can do more damage. When you do cut it back, like I said, about a third, you can cut it back.
The thing is, I have just the long pruning shears and a ladder, and I was thinking about pruning it as far as I can reach.
Okay, well, one of the things is you never want to cut a plant by over a half that's like that.
Yeah.
So hopefully you can get, you know, you can do up to a half. With cutting, it's just the general rule of thumb. It's not written in law that you have to do it that way. But they do say that you don't want to cut it, you know, something like this, more than half, because you can do more damage than good.
Yeah.
So try and get, you know, a little bit, a third, maybe a little bit more, but stay so there's still half the plant. One of the things, better than anyone with a Rosa Sharon, at the beginning of the year, you think it's dead all year because it just isn't showing. There's no leaves, no nothing. Then all of a sudden, once you give up one day, it's just there. So this is something that, you know, it might take a little bit longer next year, but don't give up. You know, give it a little bit of the all-purpose fertilizer in the spring like you normally would, just to give it, you know, once you do all your plants. Just to give it a little something saying, hey, we're thinking about you. I know you got some time, but I want to give you something just to focus on the root system to develop more shoots.
Yeah.
So that's definitely something you want to do.
Now, the side branches, how far down can I trim them without harming the plant?
Well, on the side branches, if they're coming down too far, you could cut them back to the actual, to the leader itself, to the stem itself, if you wanted to. You know, on something like that, if it's just in the way and it's going to affect you, you can eradicate it. Just make sure in the area, you know, you don't do a lot more pruning in that area. It's just with just like an oak tree or a maple tree, the lower branches sometimes they're just too low. So you cut them so it'll go up higher. That's what you're doing. You're just training the plant to go up a little bit higher. You'll notice on like some spruces, they'll start off going all the way to the ground, but eventually the spruces or the pines will start to get the area on the bottom. It'll get higher and higher and higher. And you're doing pretty much the same thing to that Rosa Sharon.
Yeah, because it's a beautiful tree in the summertime. It's just that it's got way out of hand, and I want to prune it back enough where I can keep it in check.
I bet that plant is gorgeous when it's blooming. I mean, a 20 to 25 foot tree, Rosa Sharon. I mean, that's going to be something incredible to see.
It is. And the funny thing about it, I don't give it any fertilizer, and it grows like a weed.
It's one of those plants that, you know, if you don't give it fertilizer, it will. But if you give it a little bit of fertilizer, it will help out too.
Yeah.
But you know, don't change anything if it's been working that way. Something that's 20, 25 feet tall, it's really going to help. But, you know, I do say that, but when you do cut it back like that, you want to give it a little bit of something so it can still have that vigor in the plant.
Yeah. Now, I got another question.
Go ahead.
The buds that don't flower because of the late into the season, when they drop, they go to seed and they plant themselves all over my lawn. The best thing to do is to rake the lawn around underneath the tree real good to prevent
that. That is one of the best ways to do it, to make sure that as they're starting to drop, you clean the area out and keep it that way. And anything that you start to see on the ground that's popping up, just to get rid of it. You want the focus to be on the actual plant, the big plant itself. You know, a lot of times people see it and they're, oh, you know, that's great. That's going to start getting bigger. But, you know, you want to focus on the big plant here. You don't want the root system to start competing with the other areas with each other. So I would definitely try and clean that up and get that out of the area.
I've had several shoots come up on my garden, and I've given several of them to my friends. And it's just that it overplants itself during the winter, in the fall. And I was wondering the best way to prevent that, probably being just to rake everything up.
I mean, that's probably the best way to do it, and the easiest way to do it is just on a constant basis be doing that. When you at the first sight of seeing one, really pull it out and get that out of the area, and you know, that's really the best way to do it. There's no like preventer for that type of thing. Other than just staying focused on cleaning the areas as many times as you can.
Yeah.
All right.
So I can give it some Miracle-Gro during the summertime.
You can give it Miracle-Gro. I would use personally. What I would do is now use a garden tone or a tree tone from Espoma. Use that now and then again in the spring. It's still you use it usually two times a year, but that's what I would do to the plant.
Yeah, it's not anything similar to Hollytone, right?
It's close to Hollytone. It's by the same company, but I would definitely use one of the other two.
Yeah.
And we thank you for the phone call, Michael. The phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Jeff from Mass with a question about lady slippers.
Jeff, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
Good morning. Enjoy the show.
Excellent. Thank you.
I have a lady slippers that I transplanted. I built a shed and I transplanted from one side of my yard to the other. And I had about four right at the base of a rhododendron. I only have one left, and this year I got fleas, but it didn't even blossom, and I'm afraid that I'm going to lose it like the others. And listening to your father, I got some of that mycorrhizae solution that I put on late summer, thinking that it would may help the root system and have the beneficial bacteria that he talks about. What do you recommend that I do so I can save it and actually get it to survive and may perhaps spread?
Well, what you did there with the beneficial mycorrhizae there, that is perfect to be helping it,
mm-hmm.
To be putting that into the soil. Now, it's one of those things where it is tough to transplant sometimes on there because you can't always get the entire root system. So when you dig about three or four, usually one will survive.
Well, they were there about 15 years, and they gradually died out. They survived the transplant plantation.
Okay.
But now I'm losing them now. I don't know whether it's just too much shade. I know they thrive in the shade, but
they do.
I don't know what it is.
One of the things that could be happening as well is the nutrients that are in the soil.
Mm-hmm.
The rhododendron, since it's gotten bigger, is starting to take the nutrients from the lady slipper.
Okay.
Because that's the dominant plant in there with the biggest root system, so it's actively trying to get as much as it can.
Okay.
He definitely did something great with the mycorrhizae. added to the soil.
Should I maybe do put a little more today? I did that.
You
maybe.
Could put a little bit. When was the last time you did that?
Oh, I want to say probably 6 weeks ago.
That's the perfect time. It's usually six to eight weeks in between. You probably could do it even before that.
Okay.
Give it a little bit more for the winter, so that it has something to go dormant with.
Okay.
And then in the spring, in those areas when it starts, you know, one thing I might do is get like a plant label, just so you know exactly where it is in the spring, because it doesn't always pop right up.
No, it doesn't. Don't. No.
So get like a plant label.
Mm-hmm.
And put it in that area. So next spring, you know exactly where it is.
Okay.
So at the beginning of the season, when you start to clean up the areas and start to get everything ready, you know, for the spring, and you start your fertilizer, you can use that product again on the area.
Okay.
That way you know you're getting it right on the plant. One thing I like to do anytime I use a fertilizer is I like to water the product before. Reason being is if it's really dry,
it washes away, runs off.
It just goes straight through. Like if you watch somebody at a garden center water a plant and it's really dry, the water just goes right through.
Yeah.
Now, you know, with water, it's not as expensive as, you know, this mycorrhizae. So, you know, water going through isn't a bad thing. But if you just do that with your fertilizer, it's just going to go right through and it's going to be gone.
Yeah.
You don't want that. So you definitely want to make sure you water a little bit so it has some of the so it will hold this mycorrhizae on there. And it definitely should help.
Okay.
All right. Jeff, we thank you for the phone call. The phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261.
If I had to eat nothing but rice for 3 months, I would not go without my Green Prints.
When I read Green Prints, I laugh so hard, tears stream down my face.
I love, love, love the magazine. I really can't be without Green Prints.
What is Green Prints? I'm Pat Stone, editor of Green Prints, the award-winning best small garden magazine in the country. Green Prints is the one and only Weeder's Digest. Only Green Prints shares the humor and heart of gardening in wonderful stories and beautiful art. It's the personal garden magazine and the best gardener's holiday gift. Green Prints is so unique, it's hard to sum up in an ad. Check us out at greenprints.com. That's greenprints.com, like thumbprints, only green. Mention Paul Parent in the comment box when you subscribe, and I'll give you an extra free issue.
When I stumbled in the driveway, my nose stuck in your magazine, I knew that I too was hooked.
When it comes to lawn care, most people think that fall is shut it down, close it up, and pack it in season. But actually, the opposite is true. Hi, I'm Ashton Ritchie of the Scotts Company. The fact is, just about anything you do for your lawn right now will do more good than at any other time of the year. Fall is the best time to feed and the best time to seed. That's because fall is when conditions are perfect for root growth, the foundation your lawn needs for the entire year. Feed your lawn now with Scotts Winter Guard Fertilizer, and you'll strengthen your lawn from the roots up. Seed your lawn now with Scotts Pure Premium Grass Seed, and you'll give the new grass its very best chance at establishing healthy roots. So, put down Scotts Winter Guard and Scotts Pure Premium Grass Seed this weekend. You'll be glad you did all next year. Find out more at Scotts.com.
Are you or someone that you love struggling to reclaim your health? My name is Matthew David Hurtado, CEO of RNADrops.com. In 2008, I struggled with chronic fatigue syndrome, PTSD, and Lyme's. I thought that all hope was gone as I lost everything in the process. In 2009, a miracle happened. I discovered Ion and RNA Drops. 2 months after taking RNA Drops, the chronic fatigue and the PTSD had vanished into thin air. I'd like to invite you to discover RNA Drops by visiting www.rnafreemini.com today. That's rnafreemini.com today. Listen to hours of testimonials and get a free trial bottle, pay only shipping and handling, by visiting www.rnafreemini.com. mini.com.
Or give us a call at 1-888-550-8231. That's 888-550-8231. Hurry, supplies are limited.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest Corn Belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we've all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is you can eat at any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food costs. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Good morning and welcome back to the Paul Frank Garden Club. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. Tom, let's get right to the phone lines. Who's up next?
Next up, we've got Terry from Cape Cod with a question about the rubberized mulch.
Terry, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
Oh, hi Patrick. You're doing a great job in your father's
Thank
absence.
You.
I got actually two questions. I just received a bunch of the rubberized mulch. It was like leftover at a job site, and a landscape contractor gave it to me, and I've never used it, and I'm, you know, concerned about if I'm going to use it correctly or what.
Okay, now, the rubberized mulch, a lot of times what people use with that is more for like a playground,
right.
Play area.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know of people really using it for mulch for, you know, for a garden bed.
I'm thinking like around some trees and stuff like that.
You could do it. I wouldn't put like a thick layer of it.
Right.
Because what it is doing is it's keeping the moisture in during the year and it's keeping the weeds down, et cetera.
Yeah.
Now the rubberized is usually meant to be for like a play area that I have seen it used for. But if I was going to put it around trees, I wouldn't go crazy and put a thick layer of it. I wouldn't even
just
put it
like
that
a top
to
cover.
Yeah, just like
in.
A top cover. Just to keep the color, but I wouldn't do, I wouldn't go, you know, crazy with it over a plant or a tree.
Okay.
It's really meant for like a playground.
Right. Well, the guy gave me about 10 bags worth of it, so I'm trying to find a use for it. But I may end up doing like around a fish pond or like a parking area and stuff with some of it.
Yeah, I mean, if you have an area that you don't want anything to grow and you don't want it.
Exactly, yeah.
That would be the perfect place to use it. It's not a bad product. A lot of people will use it, like I said, for the playgrounds because of it. It's like that, the landing for a child
right.
is a little bit easier on them. So that's why the main focus on it. But it's not going to hurt if you want to put it alongside like a driveway where you got an area that you just want to, you know, have something covering some sort of color there. That wouldn't hurt there.
Okay, my other question, I just transplanted a rosa share. I had one about 4 or 5 feet tall that was in front of our front window, so it was getting a little too big.
Yep.
And should I be putting fertilizer on it now? Should I do something in the spring? I moved it to an area where, it can grow. The height's not going to be a limitation on it.
I would definitely put something in there, like the Thrive product with the beneficial mycorrhizae on there. When you dig anything from its area that it's lived for, many years,
yeah.
It's a little bit in shock. It's kind of like, you're cutting off some of the root system because there's no way you can get all the roots.
Right. I got as much as I could.
Yeah, and usually, 9 times out of 10, you're doing everything you can to help protect it. But what this does is it gives you that little bit extra to help protect those roots that were cut and helps them rejuvenate there and go back into the ground looking for more. So I would definitely use some sort of plant starter or a plant, like a Liquid Thrive product. They have a transplant. They have a new planting that'll work for transplants. That one is a great product because it's the only liquid form of mycorrhizae that you can use anytime during the year.
Okay.
So that's something you can use again in the spring to help with it when you give it a little bit of fertilizer at that point as well. You definitely want to take care of the root system because that's what it's focusing on right now. So the more you can give back to the root system, the better the plant will be for you.
Yeah, I mean, I love the plant. It was getting to the point where it was getting up to the level of our front windows.
It's a great looking plant, and especially when it blooms in the, in August when there's not much else blooming, it's a great looking plant. So if you've relocated it into a different area where you can enjoy it and allow it to get big, I mean, you never know. Michael earlier had a 20-25 foot tree. He had
my
tree form.
I was listening to that. My neighbor's got one that's probably 15 foot, and it's just gorgeous.
It's something you want. You can spend a little bit of time, but by doing this, it's really going to help it in the future. And we thank you for the phone call.
Okay, Dave.
The phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Be on here for about another hour and broadcasting live from Northeast Nursery, where I work. And if you have any questions, you can come by afterwards and I'll help you out. Again, 855-660-4261.
Alex Jones here with a message that could revolutionize health in this country. Going back about a year and a half ago, I began to learn about the incredible health effects of longevity products. Aaron Dykes lost 92 pounds. We're going to show you some before and afters. Aaron, break down what happened, your story.
I've worked really hard with diet and exercise to try to lose weight, but I just didn't get the results. It just didn't happen. Then I saw what you were doing with InfoWarsTeam.com. I wasn't even trying to lose weight, but I got it because I wanted to feel better energy. I wanted that nutrition. Didn't even understand how that could kickstart my own weight loss goals, but the products did that for me. I found myself suddenly losing weight, more energetic, wanting to exercise, wanting to eat the right foods.
And they don't even advertise it as weight loss. I want to challenge our radio listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com, sign up as a distributor, and get